Yudtes Kislev, Monday the 3rd of December, Baba Yitzchak White, Hanukkah. Today's share is in this chus of a first lema for Avriel Sharon Bas Henoch.
We all know the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, probably know about Peh, my Hanukkah. Rashi says, Al-Ezeh Nes Kavua, on what Nes was Hanukkah, what the Chazal Kaveh Hanukkah. Says the Gemara, Tonin Rabbonon, the Yevonim entered the Heichel, Timu Kol HaShmanim, they were metamol the Shmanim, came to Malchus Beis Chashminoi, and they defeated the Yevonim in battle. Says the Gemara, Botku V'Reimotsu, Elo Pach Echad Shel Shemen. They only found one Pach of Shemen, which, as we all know, lasted for 8 days, miraculously. Lishon HaCheres, the next year, Kovum V'Osum Yomim Tovim B'Halavidah. The next year, Chazal V'Mesakim, that we should have 8 days of Hanukkah, we should celebrate every single year, L'Doiris, for days of Halal V'Hidah. So, in order to give it more of an appreciation, I'm going to ask a few questions, some of which are very often asked. One of them is my own. The first one is that the Gemara says, if we look at the Gemara, which we just said, we just quoted, the Gemara focuses solely on the Ness of the Pach Shemen. Masha'en Kein, in Al-Anisim, the only reference that there is to Neiros is Vidluku Neiros V'chatzis Kodshecha, which the Mepharshim say doesn't even mean the Neiros of Hanukkah, because we didn't light the Neiros of Hanukkah in the Chatzah. The Neiros of Hanukkah, the menorah, was in the Heichel. So what's pshat that the Gemara focuses on the Neis of the Pach Shemen, whereas in our Tefillah and Al-Anisim, we're not even mentioning, we're mentioning the war, we mention the build-up, the clean-up of the Heichel, we don't mention the Pach Shemen Bechlal. When I look through Al-Anisim, this is based slightly on a kasha that Shlomo Zalman asks, but I've asked it slightly differently. You look at the Al-Anisim of Purim in comparison to the Al-Anisim of Hanukkah, and you see a very, very big difference. In Al-Anisim of Hanukkah, in the Al-Anisim of Purim, there's two stages. There's the description of the threat that Klal Yisrael were faced with, and afterwards there's the Yeshua, the salvation. The Al-Anisim on Purim says as I, Kishamad Aleim Haman Arasha came, Bikish Lahashmid Laharig Al-Abid Eskala Yehudim, Minav Adzokin Taf V'Noshim B'Yim Echod, B'Shloish Osa L'Chodish Nim Osa L'Chodish Hador, Shlolam Lavois, Haman Arasha came, he wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to take away all their wealth. What was the salvation? The Ato Brachmecha HaRabim, Hefartos Atzosei, Kilkaltos Machshavtoi, Vashivosele Gmulei Bereshoi, Vesolu Osei Vesbonav Ala Eitz. You took Haman, you hung him on a tree, that was the salvation. Compare it now to the text of the Al-Anisim in Hanukkah. Al-Anisim in Hanukkah, we have the threat that the Klal Yisrael were under. Under Malchus Yovan Harshah, Lashkicham Teresecha, Lavira Mechukir Etzinecha, they wanted to take away the Torah and the Chuk and the Mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael. What was the Yeshua? The salvation was, V'atu Brachmecha Rabim, a long list, Amadata Lehem Be'ez Tzerosam, Ravto Esrivom, Dantos Dinom, Nakantos Nikmosam, Misato Geborim B'yad Choloshim, V'rabim B'yad Miyatim, Etmeim B'yad Tohirim, Rishoim B'yad Tzadikim, V'zeidim B'yad Oizki Seresecha. So we see the Yeshua. Now, as far as Purim is concerned, job's done. Everything's wonderful. We can carry on with davening now. But wait, there's more. Ulecha osisa shem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha. Uleamcha Yisrael osisa tshuva gadola ufurkan kayem hazeh. And the Rabbeinu Shleilam, there was a big name created, there was a big Kiddush Hashem created with the events of Hanukkah. Hang on, there's even more. V'acha came bo v'necha lidvi b'secha, ifinu seicha lecha. We see the whole cleanup. With Purim, in the Megillah, we see after Haman was hung, we still got quite a bit more to cover. We still got everything that happened after, the events that happened after Haman was hung. Masha'en Kein in Hanukkah, and in Purim in Al-Hanisim, V'salu Oysay V'Hesbonav Alo Eitz, and Al-Hanisim is over. Masha'en Kein over here, there's a very big stress, a very big doggish put on what happened after the actual defeat of the Yevonim. And even more, The Alanism is telling us the Kovu Shmoina Sime Chanukah Elu Lahudos Lahalil Shimcha Agodel. We don't talk about Mishta the Simcha on Purim in Alanism of Purim. So what's going on over here? What are the differences? Why is there such a huge difference? I mean, if we're looking for a long Shachris on Chanukah, we've got it already. We don't need a long Alanism to go with it. Another difference, another question that's often asked is that on Purim, the celebration of Purim is done through Mishta v'Simcha, is done through Mishloach Monos Ish L'Riyehu. Masha'en Kein, the celebration of Chanukah is solely Lahodes El Halel. What's the difference that in Chanukah it's Lahodes El Halel, whereas in Purim we have an inyan of Mishta v'Simcha? Another question that's often asked is that we see that there's this huge focus, a big stress, a big dogish put on the Nes of the Shemen. When the Yevonim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't just defile the menorah and the shemen. All the Kenim were Tomah, everything was Tomah. Yet we see the Timur's Kol HaShmanim, that the Yevonim went out of their way to make sure that the shemen was defiled, that the shemen was Tomah. We see that there was a mad rush after they had defeated the Yevonim in war. Malchus Beis HaShmanoi went to clean up the Heichal in order to be able to light the menorah. In fact, if we think on a Londisher point of view, onus rachmana potre, there was an onus. They didn't have an inyan now of going to light the menorah. Obviously, if they would find the pach shemen, it would be nice. What was this nes that the Rabbeinu Shlomo caused that the pach shemen should last for 8 days? There's a Gemara in, this is my final question, that there's a Gemara in Erech in Daf Yud Amud Aleph that goes over to Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Shmoina Asa Yom Shayochid Geme Behen Esa Halal. There's 18 days a year where we do Halal Shalom. And the Gemara lists out, Shmoina Yemei HaChag, there's the 8 days of Sukkot, Shmoina Yemei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, V'Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and Yom Tov of Pesach, and of Shavuos. So the Gemara asks, Maishana b'chag dominon kol yema, what pshat that on Sukkot we say Halal Shalom, without a dilag, without skipping out Leilonu, and Ahavtis Hashem, why do we say it every single day on Sukkot? And for the Gemara, the chag chalukin b'korban eseyen, the Pesach ain chalukin b'korban eseyen. On Yom Tov of Sukkot, we've got a different amount of Kabbonis every single day. Is a raya that every single day of Yom Tov is a different, every single day of Sukkot is a Yom Tov in and of itself. Therefore, it warrants its own Halal Shalim. So the Gemara carries on later on, Vaha Chanukah, what pshat in Chanukah, that on Chanukah, we say Halal Shalim every single day. And for the Gemara, Mishum Nissa, that on Chanukah, there was a Nis. For the Gemara Purim the Ikka Nissa, we should also say, on Purim there's also a Nes, we should also be saying Halal Shalom on Purim. And for the Gemara Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Lefi She'en Omrim Shira on Nes B'Chutz La'aretz, we don't say Shira on the Nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz, Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael, therefore we say it. Tosfos over there says very often, Tosfos on Erech and Daf Yudim Aleph and Diva Maschel Yud Ches Yomim, Tosfos says, and this is his Lashon, Rish Chodesh, which we carry now say Bedilug, which we say Halal Bedilug, Vaday Masha Onu Omrim Reisai Eina Ela Minug Ba'alma is only a Minug, Ve'ina Chayv, it's not a Chiyav. So we see that saying Halal Shalem is a massive Inyan. And yet out of all the days of the year, all the Yom Tovim, all the opportunities that one would think that we would have a Chiyav of saying Halal Shalem, we're choosing Chanukah above everything else. Chanukah is on par with the Shalosh Ragonim. Chanukah is on the same level as Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach and Shavuos. What's Pshat? So in the name of Chanukah, the Olam tend to think, Zichr Yeshiva Shevelt, the Olam go on to the Torah in Erechaim Tofresh Ayin, says that Chanukah Chafei, they rested on the 25th, that's what the name of Chanukah means, and we've got nice Ramazim, David Ram Ramoshal, he says that it's Netrikin, it's Rosh Tevis, V'ches Neris, V'alocha Kebes Hillel. But the Emma says that the Ikka name of Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tofresh Ayin, Sivkot and Zion, that the Ikka name of Chanukah is because we did the Chanukah's Bayis Sheni, we rededicated the Bayis Sheni. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Medrash, the Medrash is in Psikta Rabbosi, Parshavavsim and Hay, says the Mishnah Berurah Zoi, The Melechus HaMishkan Nigma B'Chofei B'Kislev. In the time of the Mishkan and the Midbar, it was over. They completed the building of the Mishkan on the 25th of Kislev. Elo Shehim Tin HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Hakoma Ad Nissan Shneilet B'Yitzchak. The Ribbono Shleilim decided to wait. We're going to wait until Nissan. Yitzchak was born in Nissan. The Mishavur doesn't explain, but the Mefarshim on the Medrash explained that Nissan was the Amud HaAvodah. Yitzchak was the Amud HaAvodah. He was born in Nissan. Mishkan is the Avodah space of Mikdash. So therefore, the Ribbono Shleilim wanted to wait until Nissan, which is the month of Avodah. And Ribbono Shleilim said, "Alai l'shalim l'kislev v'shirim l'chanukas beis chashmenoi." I have to make up for Kislev, that Kislev didn't have the schus of hosting the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and the Ribbono Shleilim gave it Chanukas beis chashmenoi later on. V'gam shom b'mei antiochus timu ha'heichol v'also Chanukas HaBayis v'shmenu yomim elu. I was thinking that one can imagine after the build-up towards building up the Mishkan, the collection that went on with Klal Yisrael went above and beyond what they needed to do in order to donate everything to the Mishkan, and the time and the effort that went into build up the Mishkan, it must have been a huge anti-climax that come to Chofei Kislev, everyone's ready, the cheshik, the tshuka, the yearning, the bren that Klal Yisrael had, we want now to have a schus of being Oved Hashem in his Heichel, and come to Rebbein Shleilim and he says, no, we're waiting now 3 months, we're waiting until Nissan. Rebbein Shleilim said, you're going to need this. This cheshik that you've got, this chus of this cheshik that you've got, this chus of this bren that you have, you're going to need it later on. We see the Ramban says, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Zok the Ramban, it's a beautiful Ramban. Ramban says that Bnei Yisrael, as we all know, the highest madriga that Klal Yisrael was during Matan Torah. Ma'amad HaSinai was the closest that we were to the Ribbono Shleilim. And yet we ruined it all with the Chet HaEgel. So the Ribbono Shleilim, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMizbeach, says the Ramban, the Ribbono Shleilim reinstated, he restored Bnei Yisrael to its original status. So at Chanukas HaMizbeach of the Mishkan, Bnei Yisrael were now on the same level as they once were by Ma'amad HaSinai. In fact, the Vilna Gaon says, in Ahava Rabba we say, Chemlo Gidoyla V'Seira Chamalta Aleinu, what's the Yisera, what's this extra thing that the Ribbono Shleilim did, says the Vilna Gaon, the Ribbono Shleilim could have simply just forgiven us. We did the Chet HaEgel, we're forgiven. No, the Ribbono Shleilim went more, he did Yisera. He restored us to the original closeness that we were Zoche to at Har Sinai. The same Madrega that Klal Yisrael were at Har Sinai, that's what we were restored to. That's the Chemla Gedole V'Yisera, the extra thing that Ribbono Shleilim went out of his way to restore us to. The Bach in Erechaim Simen Tov Reish Ayin says that Golus Yavon was an Oynush for our Hisrashlis Ba'avoida. There was a general slacking off in the attitude that Klal Yisrael had in Avodas Hashem in general, and Avodas Beis HaMikdash in particular. So the Ribbono Shleilim said that at the time of Yavon, at the time of Malchus Yavon, the Ribbono Shleilim said, you've been misrashel in your Avodah, you've slipped again, you have to restore that level to the level that you were by Ma'amad HaSinai. So the Ribbono Shleilim took out the cheshuk, the tshuka, the mesiras nefesh that existed then, back then, in Chofei Kislev, in the Zman of the Mishkan, and the Ribbono Shleilim said, now you can use this to rededicate to the Chanukas of the Ba'al Sheni, so that you can have another 200 years on the Malchus Beis Chashmenoi, where you can serve the Ribbono Shleilim once again. And the Bach over there in Tov Reish Ayin, he elaborates beautifully on the difference between Purim and Chanukah. He breaks it up into 5 stages. In Purim, the Avera that the Yidden were over was that they were Nehne Mesudas Achashverish. They took part in the Suda of Achashverish. So the Onish was Lahashmid Laharig Abidis Kala Yehudim, to wipe them out, to kill them. Says the Bach, this is Midah Keneged Midah, because they were over with their guf, they were over because they wanted to partake in bodily pleasures. So they deserve to die. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. What was the Kapara, stage 4? The Kapara was that Esther Malka sent out, Leich Kenosis Kala Yehudim, Al Toichlu V'Al Tishtu Shivas Yomim, don't eat, don't drink for 7 days. Shloshes Yomim. You shouldn't, 7 days is a bit much. 3 days. You shouldn't eat, you shouldn't drink. The kapara was we were over with our guf that we partook in Achashverosh, Sudas Achashverosh. So now we're going to be ma'ana our guf. And what's the zikara and how do we celebrate it? With Mishta v'simcha, Mishloach Manos Ishlariyehu. It claps beautifully. Chanukah, says the Bach, is exactly the same. Avera, what was the Avera of the Yidden at the time? Hisrashlis ba'avoda, as we just said, that they were nisrashal, they slackened off in avodas Hashem. What was the Einish? The Einish was the Yivonim came nashkicham teresecha l'avira michukir tzinecha to not allow them to worship the Rabbeinu Shleilam, to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Midda connected midda. They took away our religious freedom. You're not interested in serving the Rabbeinu Shleilam? We'll take it away from you. They took away the mitzvah of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. What was the kapara? Says the Bach, the Chashmonaim had to prove that the Yidden were worthy of Avodas Hashem. They had to go above and beyond the call of duty. They had to show true Mesiris Nefesh. Mila Hashem Elai. They had to go Ma'atim against Rabbim. They had to go Chaloshim against Giborim. They had to go above and beyond what they thought they were capable of. And what's the Zikaron? The Zikaron is that we do Halal V'Hidah. It's Ruchnius. Kulei Ruchnius. We were threatened in our Ruchnius because of our slackening off in Avodas Hashem. And Halal is dedicated not to Sudas. Donuts and Natkis are nice, but that's not what the focus on. The focus is on Halal Vahidah. And the Brach brings down a beautiful Braisa. I didn't see where the Braisa is. The Brach says, Mitzvah Achas Yesh V'yodam. The Yevonim said that there's one mitzvah that the Yidden have. And what is that mitzvah? Imatim Mevatlim Oysom Yadhim Avudim. That you take away that mitzvah, and then they're finished. They're over. What was this mitzvah? The Ezezeh Hadlokas HaMenorah. Shekosav Ba Lahal Is Ner Tomid. Kol Zman Shemadlikin Oysom. For as long as Bnei Yisrael have this chus of the menorah, Tomid Him Omdin, they will always be there. If we want to completely destroy Klal Yisrael, if we want to wipe them out, we have to take away the mitzvah of menorah. What's pshat? What does the menorah represent that it needed to be removed? So there's a maral in their mitzvah. The maral goes in depth, but it's probably a bit out of the league of this year. The maral says that Yavon was different than all other enemies of Klal Yisrael. All other enemies of Klal Yisrael, they managed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yavon did much more than that. Yavon took it over. Yavon was metame it. Yavon allowed Klal Yisrael to exist. They allowed them to live. They just didn't want them to exist as Yidden. They wanted them to be alive, but we don't want you to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Says the Maral, the Gematria is a remez, that Heichal is Gematria 65, and Yavon is Gematria 66. That Yavon was one up on Klal Yisrael. The first thing that the Yavonim did when they came into the Heichal was Vitimu Kol Hashmanim. Says the Maral, was pshat, because Shemen is miyuchad l'kedusha. The way we anoint something, a keli, a melech, is through Shemen HaMishcha. We anoint them with Shemen. The Maral goes into depth that Shemen represents eight. Eight is above the realm of this world. It's Lemalim and Ateva, but that's not for now. The Chashminoim were desperate to ensure that the menorah was lit, because the Chashminoim had to show that we have now removed ourselves. We've now re-anointed ourselves. Our past, our shady past, is wiped clean. And we're now re-anointing ourselves with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Chashminoims, in Megillus Esther, we see that after Haman was executed, we see that they carried on fighting. Over here by Chanukah, there's no mention of it. Because in Chanukah, the primary focus wasn't on military victory. It wasn't on political control. The primary focus of Chanukah was that we've got to reinstate ourselves. We've got to bring us back up to that level of closeness that we had by Bizman Matan Torah at Mamad HaSinai. That's why the entire emphasis of Ala Nisim is primarily on the cleanup, the build up towards that time where we could relight the menorah and we could re-anoint ourselves with the Shemen HaMishcha. There's a Mashor in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mashor says over there that most Mefarshim say that Chonu Chaf Hei means that they rested from battle on the 25th of Kislev. Klal Yisrael rested from battle. Says the Mashor that, and it fits in very well with the theme of the Shir, that The Mashal says that Chanu Chofei is not that they rested from battle. Chanu Chofei is that they rested from Malacha. They didn't go back to work. They didn't start rebuilding their houses and replowing their fields. They rested from battle to be able to give away 8 days to Avodas Hashem in order to bring themselves up on the darga that they were before. The hashpala that they'd suffered was so great that they had to spend time now completely away from everything of Gashmias in order to rededicate themselves to Ruchnias. Chanukah is a Chanukah Sabayis, a rededication that we had at the Zman Bayis Sheni in order to show our subservience to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to bring it back to the same level as Mamad HaSinai. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Kal ha'oimah halol b'chol yoyim harizim mecharif u'megadif. Anyone who says halol every single day is a mecharif u'megadif. This is the reason that we don't say halol on Rosh Chodesh. Kal ha'oimah halol b'chol yoyim, we're referring to halol shalim. This is the reason we don't say halol shalim, we say halol bedilug. We miss out leilonu and rahafti es Hashem on Rosh Chodesh. The Mefarshim explain what pshat. Why can't we say halal on Rosh Chodesh? What's so bad if we say halal shalim? Why do we say halal bedilig on Rosh Chodesh? Say the Mefarshim, because in order to say halal, you have to be on a darga. You can't say halal shalim. You can't say as halich lifnei Hashem be'eretz achayim if you're not on the darga where you believe in it. You can't commit yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam with a shevach and a hidah. The closest that we can get to the Ribbono Shel Olam is when we're saying modim anachnu lach, when we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just asking him for personal requests. You can't say a halal shalom if you're not on the darga. On Chanukah, we're on the same level that we were on Matan Torah by Mamad HaSinai. Even on Shvi'a Shel Pesach, where Shvi'a Shel Pesach, as we know, Ra'asa Shivcha Shebayom, Mashal Lo Ra, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, that we want the highest darga that we can think of. Even on Shvi'a Shel Pesach, we don't say a halal shalim. On Shavuos, Hagam, that you would say maybe that Mas Yodai Tov Bayom, but I would answer back to that the Yevonim were celebrating over here. There is a celebration of the victory against the Yevonim. So there was also an element of Masi Yadi Tovri Beyom. And in fact, we say Halal Shalom on Chanukah. The Bnei Soscha says that every Chanukah, Bnei Soscha talks about Riches, that every single Chanukah we have an opportunity of bringing back the bias of building the bias shlishi, that every Chanukah is an opportunity of bringing a dedication of the Chanukah's bias shlishi. I think with this approach that we've mentioned, with the right thoughts, with the right kavonas, when it comes to Chanukah, Mitzvashem will taka be zoicha to the Chanukah of the bias shlishi. Mitzvashem, this Chanukah we should be zoicha to bias shlishi. B'mehir b'meinu, amen.